750 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston.
If we win Michigan, we win the whole thing. The whole thing.
Every single vote matters. So let me ask you, who here has a plan to vote?
Closing arguments in Grand Rapids, Michigan for Donald Trump and in Philadelphia for Kamala Harris. 538 senior election analyst Nathaniel Rakich with more on what he'll be watching for tonight.
I think you want to pay attention to some bellwether counties. So thinking places like Erie County in Pennsylvania, or maybe a place that is just going to be really important to one candidate's win. So call that Wayne County in Michigan, which is where Detroit is. A lot of Democratic votes there. We are probably going to see some of those red and blue shifts that we saw in 2020.
At least 82 million Americans have already cast their ballots. This is ABC News. Police in Tennessee arresting an alleged neo-Nazi accused of plotting to use a drone attack on a power plant. He could face life behind bars. A lot of kids turning to caffeine for a kick, and it's taking a toll on their health, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A new study finds the rate of kids visiting hospital ERs for caffeine overdoses has skyrocketed, more than doubling since 2017. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teens consume no more than 100 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's about one cup of coffee a day. Symptoms of caffeine overload include anxiety, heart palpitations, and, in severe cases, heart attacks and even death.
A big change in the way Buckingham Palace will be run. The front gates will soon be open for tourists. Usually they are only open for the royal family, and the changing of the guard, King Charles, has been moving to make royal homes more open to the public. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy, drizzly, becoming breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get into the low 60s this afternoon. The wind picking up and switching to the south 15 to 25. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Boy, hey, talk about a couple of men in black.
Yeah, yeah. And wet hair.
And Todd, yeah. Wow, it is nasty
out
there.
That was a long walk today.
What a day.
I know.
Wow.
But, yeah, if you have to stand in line today.
The first thing I said to Jim as I walked in
umbrella, stuff
was coming down my face. It's like I would not want to stand in line today.
Yeah, but
some of us who are Patriots voted last week.
Yes.
Well, what? That doesn't mean anything. As long as we vote.
Yeah, it does mean something.
No, I love standing in line. Yet? No, I'm going right after this. I'm going at 9. Polls open 7 till 8. It's a big day. I mean, 1/3 of the people in this country have already voted, like you.
A third?
Yeah.
Wow, 70, I didn't realize that.
70 million? 71,
not sure.
Something?
I'm going to sound dumb. Because I am. Not dumb, unaware.
That would mean 2/3 didn't. Is that what you're going to ask?
No. Okay. Okay, see, now. Hey, Todd. Okay. Let me just say, I'm going to be honest on something, okay? I'm going to come clean on something. Our trip to Oshkosh the other day.
Yeah.
Part of the reasons we're oblivious to where we were is because we're trying to figure out odds.
That's true.
Okay,
no way.
Come on.
16th,
no
way.
It's plus 125.
Yeah.
So if you bet $100,
we were.
I bet for half an hour straight,
we were trying to discuss
figuring out odds.
Right.
So I think now,
and when we get into that, it's a dark hole.
I think part of my job now as the producer of the show is to bring a guest in that can talk you through this addiction.
I think you do. We're just talking about that this morning again, too.
First thing we do,
odds are
no,
all on.
No. If you bet 100,
you bet 125, you can win 100.
No, that's wrong. Yeah,
No, it's a minus. It's a minus. It means it's a plus.
So
it
literally, plus. As we're driving past exit 21, Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Bergstrom Automotive. Oshkosh Outlet. Yay. Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out bet.
We went right past Mercury Marine.
Mercury Marine.
Right.
But that wasn't lit up, was it?
Oh, it's always lit up.
No.
When
we went by it the second time, we even said that's easy to miss.
Well, but we didn't say it, but it's easy to miss because it's just they have those LED lights, which aren't as bright as. But
not nearly. Not like it used to be.
They have that sign's on all the time. Mercury. And yeah, I'm surprised
it goes on the other side of the highway.
Remember, I talked about that Mercury Marine. They passed that 0.5% sales tax to help that get funded.
Yep.
We're talking about that. But that was on the way back.
I remember as a little kid, and we went to visit my cousins or whatever in Milwaukee and driving past that and thinking, I can't believe how big a company can be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it went on for like a mile or something. It was just like unbelievable.
Yeah.
My dad worked there in the early days when it was a barn up on the ledge, you know, going out of town called Key Kafer at the time.
No kidding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Your dad built motors, engines?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we had that on our boat. That just
you had a
Merc?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had a boat?
Yeah.
I never knew you had a boat.
Yeah.
When you were an adult or a kid?
Kid.
Did you take your pony on the boat?
No. Water ski.
You water skied? Did your pony water ski?
No. Yeah.
That was the next thing. John, oh, you didn't know? He was on Ed Sullivan.
In the East.
He was on Ted Mack's Original Amateur Hour.
I should have brought that up.
Bring it up. Well, what did y'all say? Hey, folks, this segment brought to you by Iron Poor Blood. What was it?
Geritol.
Geritol.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey, folks, are you suffering from Iron Poor Blood?
Iron Poor, yes. The East Twin River.
There was oh, sure.
That's kind of narrow. Carpet
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's very narrow.
Yeah.
So. You water skied on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
wow.
did.
Wow. I didn't know you could allow to do that.
I'm not sure we were either.
I don't either. It's just you got this other thing out there called Lake Michigan?
No, but you didn't ski that? On the lake, no.
No?
I mean, there's smaller lakes. You really want to ski on an inland lake. But, yeah, we just do that after work. And it was convenient, close, real close to our house, a couple blocks. Anyway, that's that.
How many horses?
So, Mercury. I think, you know, it wasn't that big of
24?
A boat. No. It's bigger than that.
48?
I think it's fives, right?
Didn't it always 45? Go by 12? No. I thought it was like 20.
It went by fives.
I thought it was 12, 24, 48,
no,
60.
I don't think so. It was 25.
Oh, no, actually, there was a 50 horse.
Yeah, no, I think there's the fives. So, I don't think a 25 could pull you up. So, probably 40, 45. I don't even remember. That was a long time ago, man. That's 14.
I tried water skiing an entire afternoon, and I could not do it. I could not get up. Could not get up an entire afternoon.
Just stand up. That's somebody who was teaching you.
Mike Heideman, basketball coach.
Really?
At Green Bay. Him and his wife, Sally, who's the nicest human being in American history.
He's a pretty good guy, too.
They're the nicest people. It was at their cottage. I want to say Potato Lake.
Is that in the middle?
North-ish.
No, okay.
Crandon-ish.
Oh, no. I don't know. I haven't been there.
God, there's that was frustrating. Could not do it.
We have more lakes than Minnesota.
Do we really?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Todd, you know what that was? He just said a bleep you. Okay.
Don't you remember?
He didn't say, no, we really do. No. Just really? Bleep
okay,
you.
So,
okay,
so Minnesota has 11,842. Remember
and they
that
say
number?
100,000. On their license plates.
Well, no, they say more than, don't they say?
More than 100,000.
All right, fine. You're right. More than 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin. Jim gets three bells.
I do know why I know that.
Because your dad had a boat.
No. Do you know why? Because Scott Walker, that was one of his campaign things.
Really?
Yeah. He always talked about Kohl's, the cold cash for Kohl's. And he always talked about Wisconsin having more lakes than Minnesota.
You know, I complain a lot. I don't complain a lot.
Three bells for Jim.
Yeah, that's where the bells need to go today. Give him four.
Don't give me that look, John.
Okay, what? So what do you do?
So.
Far be it for you to complain about.
Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
I got three things to complain about. Todd, yesterday we were sitting here talking about today's show, who we should get on. Okay.
Yeah.
Julie calls.
Yep.
I got to get home because certain stores said they're going to be delivering windows and doors.
Right.
And somebody's got to be there.
Yeah.
So I raced home, and I sat there in my garage for 5 hours, and they didn't show.
Wow.
And we called them, and they said, oh, yeah, there's a scheduling error, so we're going to try to get there tomorrow. Didn't call and say, you're sitting in your garage for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, with the technology we have today. So I was telling you that we, with our refrigerator from Best Buy, but they would send texts.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it because it would kind of come that day. They kind of rearrange your schedule. It's going to be between 10 and 4. And it's like, okay, or 10 and 2, I should say. They're usually 4-hour blocks.
Ours was supposed to be by noon. Todd, you heard the conversation.
That's so
Todd was there first by noon. So I raced back to Manitowoc, and I sat there till 2:45 in my garage. I sat in my garage till 2:45.
What'd you do? Did you like clean it?
Yeah.
Good.
Which is kind of fun, though,
well,
too.
It was productive. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything more fun than cleaning your garage, is there?
Yes.
On a nice day. It was beautiful yesterday. Yesterday afternoon. I think cleaning your garage is one of the most fun things in the world.
You just feel good afterwards.
You feel like you really accomplished something.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Clean garage is really nice. I know.
It'll be garbage. But I'm just saying, that's just really a good feeling, cleaning a garage.
Do you have the drain tiles in your drain thing in your garage?
No, Jim.
Well, no, I think that's important because
it's nice to have when the snow melting.
Right,
I agree.
Your car.
I agree. I agree.
Because you got to clean that out too, is what I was going to suggest. But you don't have it, so you have to clean it out. Okay.
How do you clean out something like that?
Don't you just make the leaves and stuff out of there in case they're in there? You know, they got
how do you do it, though?
I don't know.
Okay, let me ask this. How does the guy? No, Todd, just relax. Right, this is a legitimate question for you. How does the guy you hired do it?
And what does he charge? Because we'll come over and do it for you.
I will say this: the guy you have to shut off the water. You know, it in the garage. You know,
I don't have water in my garage
either.
Nope.
There's, I do have a drain, but I don't have.
Okay. All right. Well, how do you like water your lawn and stuff out in the garage?
In my house?
Going out of the house, yeah.
Oh. Well, it's kind of, that'd be a, okay. Well, anyway, you have to like blow it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, clean up, sure.
And I had a guy come over and I thought it was expensive. I'm not kidding you. It was like $75.
Oh, come on. Jim, that's the easiest thing in the world.
Exactly. No, that's my, let me finish. And I said to him, I thought that was a lot. He goes, look, man, you can do this yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Just turn the water on, turn off the inside shut off valve. Let it run. You drain it. You bleed it. Get the air out.
Yeah, that's good. It was the getting that air out thing. You have to put like a. And I do that myself. I'm going to do that this weekend, I think.
I would literally come over and do that for you if you want. Sorry. Okay. So, okay, tell me about this one. So, had a plumbing company come over. Okay. Put in a new sink, new faucet, new sink.
Nice.
And just put the garbage disposal back on.
Yeah.
Could get the garbage disposal on. Just couldn't do it. He could not. Figure out how to put the garbage disposal back on, okay? Worked on it for half an hour. He goes, sorry, can't get it on. I won't charge you. Get the bill. He charged us for the half hour he couldn't put the garbage disposal back on.
Yeah.
So my 82-year-old father-in-law will come over and put in the garbage disposal again. Yeah. But the guy charged me even though he couldn't get it on. Is that right or wrong? I did a big thing on my Facebook yesterday. I didn't name names. I'll never name names unless somebody does something personal. But I will say the Spectrum. Okay. Right at the start of the Vikings game the other night, it went out. Just went black. Okay. Yeah. Black. So, of course, I called their service number, and somebody from whatever country it was or whatever told me how to do it, and I did it, and it didn't work. So, for 2 days.
Oh, that's a long time.
2 days. So, finally, I spoke to a human being yesterday. Okay. Yeah. Who I could. Okay. And I said, nope, I'm not going to do that because I've done that now for 2 days and it doesn't work.
Right.
I want you to send somebody over and everything you're telling me to do, I want that person to do it.
Yeah.
I want a human being to get out of his bleeping office and out of his bleeping car and come into my bleeping place and do the bleep what you're telling me what the bleep to do.
Yeah.
And I want to watch that person do it and have it not work. But I want a human being from your bleeping place to do it. You know what? 10 minutes later, it magically worked. How weird is that?
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Wow.
Why is it so hard to get service? Why is it so hard to get customer service for things you're paying for?
Yeah.
Like those windows and doors. We paid for them 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the labor market's kind of tight right now.
Wow. Then hire me. I will be the most, you know what? Mm-hmm. And if I'm not going to be there, within the 3 hours time span I told you, I will call you. I will text you.
Yeah.
I will do whatever you want.
Yeah,
but I won't blow you off and just, I couldn't make it. Bleep you.
They need to understand that their best advertising is a referral. And they don't. They don't.
Do I get unusually hot over things or no? Because aren't these things frustrating for everybody?
I think so.
And I'm thinking about some poor elderly. I know I'm kind of elderly.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the cusp.
On the cusp.
But imagine some elderly couple, 84 years old, sitting there waiting, and nobody calls them. Nobody hooks up their garbage disposal.
Well,
they can't get their cable working, and people just blow them off.
What else they got to do?
From the mountains. Do I have a little angst?
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad it's fixed.
All right. We got to set a quick break. It is election day.
Yes,
maybe
we'll
the most important
that.
Day in how many years in our country since the Civil Four. War?
No, it's not. The every time they say it's always those are the biggest election.
Civil War.
They're all the same.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Election Day 2024.
Polls open in 39 minutes. 38.
Do they open that
38 and a half?
Yeah. 38 and a half.
Yeah. Wow.
38 and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I got to tell you, you know what
and
I'd
it's
like
easy
to call.
To vote. Just you go to my vote. Just right. If you don't know where to vote, you know, we talked about this before, but
I told you I stood in line for 2 hours a couple of years ago and I was in the wrong place.
Well, see, what you should have done, Johnny, is just go to myvotewi.gov, right? And it gives you where you vote. You got to type in your
But
your
I thought
zip
for
code.
The state of Wisconsin, if you're a resident of Wisconsin, you can vote any place.
No.
I mean, what if you're on a business trip in Kenosha today?
It's voting season now. It's not voting day.
I know, but like I just assumed weeks. If you're in the state of Wisconsin, why shouldn't you be able to vote anywhere?
No.
All right.
So anyway, you know what I'd like to talk to, Todd? Give her a quick call if you can. Do you have Danielle's number, Danielle Bina?
I believe so.
Because Danielle is really big in covering politics when I worked with her. Yeah. And I said, hey, would you like to come in today? Just talk about, you know, the media and things are different. And she's a poll worker today.
Oh. Which is awesome.
She's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but she probably can't talk. Yeah. But God bless those people, man. You know, in Arizona, I was watching a thing in Arizona. They're going to have like armed people. You know, National Guard out and things.
What have we become?
Oh, I don't know.
What have we become?
I don't
that's
know.
Nuts.
It was in Phoenix, and he said, yeah, we got...
And it's not... It's just as of late. I mean, like when I ran for election, I mean, those ladies, the poll workers,
oh, yeah.
And you can bring them a little cookie. People bring them cookies. I mean, it was just like... And you knew everybody there. There was people down the street. And now it's like you said, you know, security and...
Unbelievable.
But there are rules that, you know, look, a lot of people are going to go out and vote in a half hour. And... You got to be respectful, and you're gonna have to wait in line. And I think if you got
that
the mindset
word,
of DMV,
that word you just said, why aren't people respectful?
Yeah, and look, even though Wisconsin doesn't have as tight of rules as some other states, you really shouldn't be wearing campaign shirts or hats. I mean, there's some states where it's in the books. Ours is like I don't know. Ours isn't as clear, but we do have you know what is it 200 feet, put up signs and stuff and campaign. You know, people. Remember in the old days with the car top carriers?
Yeah.
They still have those. Not many people, but.
Yeah, you know, like the Pizza Hut delivery guy
type
things.
But
yeah.
You can, but you have to park. I think it's 200 feet. I mean, those are all rules that you can look up, but I mean, come on. It's kind of over. I mean, we've been at this, you know.
Yeah.
For some people have been running for 9 years. It's just, it's like, come on. It's over. Today's the day.
Like on Facebook, somebody had the perfect thing. Oh, thank goodness there's still political ads today because I'm still undecided.
Yeah, I know. That's.
Said nobody ever.
No.
It's like, geez.
I don't think anybody's undecided, but I do think there's people that are unsure. It's like, you know, I really like this person, but I don't know if it's not between them and someone else. It's between them and not voting for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So, But there's so much other things on the ballot that people got. We got a school referendum that's huge here in Green Bay. And then we've got, of course, all those state the senators and then the state legislators. There's a lot on the ballot. Well, anyway, I want to give my point is that you can download your ballot and look at it and talk to your spouse or your partner or whatever. Or just call your brother and say, look, you know, you can go over the ballot before you get in there. Because if you get in there and you're like, what does this mean? It's like, they're not going to tell you. You know what I mean? You can't go and say, well, does yes mean it's going to pass? Or because some of those referendum questions.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't do a double take.
Totally.
The yes. other day. How about that?
How about that? Was it last election or the one before? It was two double negatives, which is really hard to figure out when you're under a little pressure.
Be against the law.
Yeah, totally agree.
Give it to us straight.
As clear as possible.
I will say this. If you go to civicmedia.us/vote, all that information you're talking about will be there as well. Where can I go? What kind of information do I need?
What's the company doing, Todd, today?
We have election coverage starting tonight at 6 o'clock from Madison.
Okay.
In fact, Pete Schwab is going to be co-hosting the first block of
that.
What
the hell does Pete Schwab know about politics?
Oh, you have no idea.
No, he has not a clue.
Why didn't they call me? I mean, Pete Schwab,
all he's going to do is going to talk about how Ronald Reagan played Skip one time. Hey, do you know the movie so-and-so? And
this is Pete
you know who was second runner up for the Academy Award in 69 for that portrayal of the vice president?
He's got that TV background.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? I understand.
And we'll be streamed live. He will. On the web.
If I'm going to listen to Schwab, I want to hear glitz and glamour and the dirt.
Wouldn't it be funny if that's what he does today?
Ronald Reagan with Bedtime for Bonzo.
Right.
So he and Jane Mattner will have the first 2 hours, and then once polls close at 8 o'clock, Todd Alba and that crew, Pat Kreitlow, will take over and take us through the rest of the night.
Awesome.
With reports all around. Tony Weed, Lisa Hale will be hanging out at the Tony Weed camp tonight.
Okay.
And our friend Brittany
Verlo. Where are their camps? Where are their places?
I'm not sure.
Do you know what? I've been to 3 election post-night things. All losers.
Is that an uncomfortable feeling?
The crowd starts to leave.
Was a candidate there?
One was.
Okay, because that's really uncomfortable.
You know who it was? Yeah, I'll be honest with you, because he was my great friend I worked with every single day, Jay Johnson.
Oh, yeah, he got, yeah. Yeah.
Was it Mark Green?
Mark Green took him out, yeah.
Who then became a good friend. Jay and I, he was the sports, he was the news anchor.
Right.
So I had to support him. That's a bad feeling.
But he won. The first
I was there for the losing one.
Okay.
So here's me and my whole TV days remembering all the weird stuff. Jay Johnson and Ray Wheeler would do this thing when they'd cut to a story. They would do that anchor head turn to the screen.
Oh.
And John Mino's on the scene right now. And they'd do that quick head turn like they were sending it off to you. I just thought that was the weirdest thing in the world. But they both did it. They both did that.
That was the old TV thing.
Yeah.
I know. Jim Schmidt is live from campaign headquarters. Jim. And you know what he's looking at? He's looking at some 18-year-old kid who's, exactly, yeah.
Counting down by the camera.
Yeah.
Tonight's going to be interesting. Like, I'm totally in. Are you going to watch it tonight? Will you?
Yeah.
Or will you watch him? Okay, because.
You know what I'm doing this afternoon, though? I got to tell you something I'm doing this afternoon.
I can tell you something you got to watch, too, then. Okay.
I'm interviewing a guy, meeting with a guy in Appleton who was a pilot in Vietnam. Got shot down as he was ejecting from his plane. His leg bone got completely shattered, stuck out of his leg. Okay.
Wow.
Viet Cong, Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, obviously captured him, threw him in a cell, tied him down. He was not going to survive because he was so badly. The maggots ate so much dead tissue.
Oh,
that it saved his leg.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing him today. I'm meeting with him today.
Then you go to lunch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Today's election day, Chinese takeout day. It is football. I didn't know there was such a thing as football.
Me either.
Day. Odell Beckham Jr. can't stomach him.
I don't know, man. That guy's unbelievable.
I can't stand him.
Love him.
Art Garfunkel Day.
Yeah, I know. That guy's 83?
83.
I told you about him?
Yeah. He was in the movie Cardinal Knowledge. You ever see that movie Cardinal Knowledge? Ooh, racy.
That guy's a weird dude.
Huh? So are you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Yes, it's Election Day, and rural communities and agriculture have a lot on the line. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll take a closer look at some of the agriculture's specific items at risk next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Jason Mungnaini is the Executive Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He reminds farmers and those in the rural community, it's not just about the presidential election. It's also about the makeup of Congress and Senate.
Farming could be attacked with the wrong mix. We could have people who don't understand or don't care about farm issues making laws and voting on laws that deal with farming. There are some stalwart protections that farmers have in this state, like right to farm, like use value assessment, like livestock siting laws that are necessities for us to be able to continue operating farms. And if those things were attacked, Wisconsin's agricultural economy would look very different in a very quick period of time.
Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, he says early voting numbers are actually encouraging. He says rural votes are up this year compared to the previous presidential election.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And it does not look like the harvest is going to stand in the way of farmers getting to the polls. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows, as of Sunday across the state, we were nearly 3 weeks ahead of our five-year average, with 81% of the corn already harvested. That grain coming in at about 17% moisture on average. 98% of our soybeans are already in the bin. The winter wheat benefiting from some of the rain we've picked up. 72% of that crop looks good to excellent right now, 6 percentage points higher than last week. And 63% of the fall tillage is already complete. There's your update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. Do get to the polls, please. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy, drizzly, becoming breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get into the low 60s this afternoon. The wind picking up and switching to the south 15 to 25. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
James Brown?
get you in the voting mood.
Little James Brown living in America, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Hey. They should play music outside when we're standing.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
Do you know who used to be his tour director? A huge name in, I don't know if it'd be politics or just one of those guys that likes to whatever, whatever. His tour manager. Years ago.
No, I have
no idea.
Al Sharpton.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
You should see him dance. He did a thing he did with
Al Sharpton?
Oh my God. He did this whole James Brown.
That's
like
awesome.
You can't believe. He was his like tour manager. Wow. James Brown's tour manager. Yeah. Once again, today is election day, Chinese takeout day. Are you a big?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
You guys both.
Mm.
You know what I love? I love the. It's the only time you ever find them.
I like
the,
Thai food better though. I get that a lot.
I had Thai food once and I loved it.
Yeah, there's a couple good places in Green Bay. Yeah.
Is there?
Well, yeah. Right down the street and then it's one over
spicier.
By my house. Yeah, it's good food. Yes.
Is it a restaurant or a takeout?
Both.
Really?
Who guys do the
I'd
takeout?
Like to do it. Where? What is it?
There's one on right next to Lock, Stock, and Bagel.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a really
get that. I want Thai. I'm getting Thai food
well,
today.
He's gone.
I want Thai food today.
James Brown's gone, right? He died.
I don't know.
Yes, he's gone.
That's okay. What I thought. Okay. Anyway, if he do his own commercial, but that is a good place. You want to?
But I wasn't bad at that.
No, you were good. That was good. That's good.
Get back.
Okay.
Got to get you one of those polyester pantsuits.
That's
that
right.
Wore,
that's what we
right?
need.
Didn't he
the
wear
leisure
like a jumpsuit?
Suit, right. Yeah. Jumpsuit. Yeah.
I had. Okay.
Oh, God. That would be hilarious. And like you went to Halloween that one year.
No, I'm just going to say something. I wish polyester would come back.
Why?
I can't think. Because you know why? Because the pants felt so good.
They don't wrinkle.
They felt good.
Did they?
Oh,
there was no
man.
Binding cheap. Or anything like that.
It was smooth, cheap. Baby. It was just wrapping you up in a sheet of goodness.
Cheap.
It was. My buttocks and my thighs never felt better in a pair of pants than wearing polyester. I think a lot of guys would agree with that. No, the polyester shirts got a little warm. You couldn't, you remember that?
Yeah.
You'd sweat and it wouldn't. It's like, whew.
Yeah.
So you'd keep them open all the way down and you'd have your little puka beads and the whole thing. It'd be like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Didn't have like a gold medallion or something
like
that.
I had puka beads. I can't wear, I told you that. I got a weird skin condition.
Yeah.
I can't wear metal. No. Don't. Okay, I know what you're going to say.
That's
it's
because
you had cheap stuff. I know what you're going to say. Just
no,
save it.
Metal doesn't.
You're going to say because
it wasn't real gold.
I'm not going to say it, John.
You're thinking
all right. All right, I was thinking that you're right.
Do we want to play a little trivia
yes.
this
all
morning?
Right,
so it's election day.
So get
day.
Some contestants.
All right.
Well, we're going to put him to the test. This would be like he always got, like if I was going to do my quarterback challenge.
No, don't. I know the questions. What are they? Just you
oh,
don't, I
don't
know
even.
That much about elections.
You went
oh,
to
yes, you do.
Bleep in Harvard.
I don't know. Tuesdays.
There we go.
Is that
all right,
the first
so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take some texters right now that would like to play along. If you'd like to play along with Jim this morning, if he wins, you win. We'll set you up with two things. A t-shirt from WGBW and also a brand new Mino and the Mayor coffee mug, which should be in shortly.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
all
right.
Maybe you should give one to us first.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to win. I hope I win.
Wow.
All right. So what you want to do is text us right now using the Civic Media app. Download it right now. Choose WGBW or WISS. In the lower right-hand corner, say, I want to play along with Jim, and you will qualify to play.
Three. He's going to get three.
Three out of five, right? Is that what we want to do?
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, let's do that. Three out of five.
All right.
Okay, who's Jim playing for?
Let me see here. Playing with Brian of Green Bay this
hi, Brian,
morning.
Brian.
Okay.
Good morning,
okay,
Brian.
Buddy.
And by the way, I was telling Jim this story. I know I've told this story 10 times. When the first time I ever was going to cast a ballot in my lifetime, I was 18 years old, and I was going to vote for my brother running for sheriff. And it was a real heated thing because, he hadn't been sheriff, so he was running for sheriff for the first time. And I go into the poll, and what Jim said, this 84-year-old lady who's been working since the Herbert Hoover whatever. She said, do you know how to work this, Johnny? I go, well, no, but I'm sure I can figure it out. Well, here's your brother. So you just take this lever and you flip it. And
she did it.
And then she goes, hey, I'm sure you're going to vote for Puga Jacob, Eddie, right? Well, yeah, Puga, of course. You're going. Well, here's what you do. You just flip it.
And she did it. So you never voted for your brother.
No.
Isn't that crazy? She did.
But it'd be, wouldn't that be fun to go back in time and say, who was the first president you worked for type thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Some of those people are still around.
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Time. Okay, ready?
Time. All set. All set.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now to put the 16-year mirror to the test.
Don't do that.
With election trivia.
All right.
True or false? True or false, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Every year, election day is November 5th, unless it's a Sunday. True or false?
No, it's the first Tuesday of November.
True or false? What, election what, day. Jim, I'm just throwing this out there. All we need is a true false. Or false answer. Okay. You're correct.
Nice job, Jim.
It's on the first Tuesday of November. And do you know why it's a Tuesday, Johnny?
Why?
Back in way back in the day, they needed to pick a day. It used to be different days. Can you believe that? But then they said, well, because of the horses, they didn't want to travel on Sunday because that's like a day at church to go to vote on Monday.
Because of the horses.
Yeah, but John, there weren't cars when we get this thing going. They had right? I know. There's a whole thing on why it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
I'll get back to that. But anyway, it's the first Tuesday in November.
So right now, Jim Schmidt has one correct.
All right,
Brian. Paul wants to play along, too.
Paul,
so we'll do that. Paul, jump on. Yep.
Okay, well, this is a total gimme. This would be like, who's the Packers quarterback in the first Super Bowl? Okay, this is for you.
I don't know.
What is a closed primary? Multiple choice. Ballots are cast secretly and anonymously. You must be registered by a certain deadline. You must be registered with a political party. There is no write-in option.
C.
A, B, C. You must be registered with a political party?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Nice. That is two correct.
And we have that Jim Wisconsin Schmitz. In the...
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do. You got to be in a party. And then they talk about all that crossover voting just to get the right candidate against the other one. But anyway, yes, that's... Yeah, we can... Like, today we can vote. We can go back and forth, Democrat, Republican.
Okay, I get to ask, what did you do, like, during the election? Because I remember John Gard was a friend of mine. He was just a friend type thing.
Yeah.
And I remember he said they watched movies all night,
God,
family
it's
movies.
Very stressful, John.
That's what I mean. What did you do?
Today is a very, very... I'd go see my parents. They lived in Two Rivers. I'd go to have lunch with my mom and dad. And very, very stressful day. Because people are voting, and it's like, you know, tonight I'm going to know if I won or not. And some of those elections are closer than you'd like them to be. But... Yeah.
I never ran for anything. Even in a... Todd, I could see you being
class
president.
Room? Nothing.
Homeroom?
I wanted nothing to do with anybody.
Me neither.
Yeah, no.
I didn't either.
No. Don't tell me that I suck. I already know I suck.
You but
know?
Student council? No,
you guys are the ones that should... You guys are the ones who need to run because... Yeah, I don't know about that. You guys... Todd, you should have ran.
You would have been a good student council president.
You'd have been a good representative of the homeroom or whatever.
Because you're like normal.
Right.
I'm a little emotional.
Right. Well, you're a little...
Well, you know what I mean?
You're a little clicky. You know, whereas Todd's for all the people.
John's emotional. Just rewind this tape and listen to the first half.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's two correct for Jim Schmidt. One more correct, and both Brian and Paul walk away.
All right, you guys.
Packs.
Which
guys...
of the following states is not a swing state? Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, or Florida?
Florida, Republican.
You're correct. All right.
Nice job.
All
congratulations.
Right. Do the other one.
Which amendment granted women the right to vote? 14, 19, 20, 25.
19.
You're correct. Let's see if we can go undefeated on this, Todd.
Wow. Okay, I'm impressed. Him over there. I don't know anything about election.
I know what he's going to ask me. Okay. Go ahead. Last one.
Have we ever had a president who did not represent a political party? Yes or no?
No.
Wrong.
What? Oh, yeah. Darn.
What
you know,
was
that's
it?
True. It's George Washington. Remember they said to him, look, you want to be president? He's like, no. They're like, yeah, you are going to be. You know what? That is a good question.
Huh?
Because George Washington was the only one. You're right. He didn't have a party. He was just a great general. And they said, you're the man. He was a great president because he wasn't a king. Said, look, I'm out. You know, we're going to have term limits. And
I think he's honestly in some way, I think he's the greatest person in American history.
No doubt. I don't
in American
think
history.
Yeah. Darn. Okay. So you guys,
I'm a big fan of the Revolutionary War. How they won that thing, I still can't believe it. I have no idea how they won that.
Talk about strategic planning. Yeah. That was awesome.
How much of their own money, how much of their own money are presidential candidates allowed to spend on their campaigns? $50,000, $100,000, I think it's $1 million. There is no limit.
I don't think there's a limit.
correct? What is disenfranchisement? The opposite of endorsing a candidate, choosing not to vote in an election because you don't like the candidates, being deprived of the right to vote, writing in a candidate instead of choosing those on the ballot. Disenfranchisement.
You're disenfranchised. That means you're... Okay, well, I think it's, there's two of them.
The opposite of endorsing a candidate, choosing not to vote because you don't like the candidates, being deprived of the right to vote, writing in a candidate instead of choosing those on the ballot.
B.
I'm going to say that last one.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
You are incorrect. Actually, the correct answer?
Yeah.
Being deprived of the right to vote.
Wow.
Mm.
No.
That doesn't even add
it. It doesn't.
Okay, let me contact the company here.
Yeah, call the company. Yeah. That's disenfranchised. It means you're like, doesn't mean you can't. It just means I don't want to.
Okay. All right.
True or false?
Think. What do I know? Okay.
True or false? If you forget to register to vote before Election Day, it's okay in the U.S. You can register at the polls day of.
True.
I think it depends on the state.
False.
John, you got to get a different. That's not a good. Yes, you can. You've got to bring in your driver's license, and you have to bring in some proof that you live there, like your utility bill or your rent thing. So you can register at the polls. When you go in to vote today, there's going to be, you know, they're going to ask you where you live, and they're going to say, okay, you go to this table. You say, look, I need to register. Okay. There's another table there, and you can register. So that's wrong.
Okay, well, here, can I give you the actual answer?
Yeah.
Same-day voter registration is only allowed in some states, not all.
Correct.
Okay, what was the question?
That's right.
If you forget to register to vote before Election Day, it's okay in the United States if you can register at the polls.
Okay, I thought you said it was okay for me because I live in Wisconsin and can do that. All right.
How were vice presidents originally chosen? A, by running their own race separate from the presidential race.
Boy.
B, they were appointed by the party holding a Senate majority. C, by being the runner-up in an election. Or D, they were voted on only by members of Congress. How were vice presidents originally chosen?
One more time. Can you run through those?
Yep. By running their own race separate from the president's race. Two, they were appointed by the party holding a Senate majority. Three, by being the runner-up in an election. Or four, they were voted in by members of Congress.
Three.
The runner-up?
Runner-up. I'm almost positive of this.
I would. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what. Man, I'm glad we do it the way we do it now. Because you could have some real fighting in there. How about being appointed by the majority and party?
I think it's runner-up, Jim.
I'm going to...
Like during the primary? Like the second place guy would...
In the election.
But what if that would cross parties, you're appointed by the Senate.
Nancy came in with an answer on that. She says, runner up. I learned it from Hamilton. Jim?
Oh, man, I've seen that twice. So with Nancy, I must have dozed off. All right, I'm going with Nancy.
You're correct.
Yes. Oh,
nice job, Nancy. Wow.
Okay.
Check out the big brain on Nancy.
All right, Nancy. Okay.
Paul says, thank you, Jim, for being so smart.
All right, Paul. We got
Want to do one more question quick?
One more. Yeah. All right. This is easy. I know you. Hang on. All of the following, except one, are reasons why people are not allowed to vote in a presidential election. Okay? All of the following, except one, reasons why you are not allowed to vote.
Okay?
Being homeless, not having a permanent address. Being convicted of a felony.
That's it.
Being a U.S. citizen who lives in a U.S. territory. Being a permanent legal resident without citizenship. Todd?
I'm not sure.
I didn't know being a felony would... You can't, really? Mm-hmm. How did you get elected? No, you're wrong.
It's number one, isn't it?
Yes. Being homeless or not having a permanent address.
So all the other ones, you can't vote except that one. You can vote on
blaming
that,
my
Jim.
Phone. He's literally blaming my phone.
This is fun.
He took my phone and he's blaming my phone.
Being homeless, are you kidding me? I work at a homeless shelter.
Right, and they can vote.
We have 80 people that are going
to vote. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Jane Benson trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. Healthcare professionals must be able to care for pregnant women without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend. Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. I just have to share this quick text. I thought this was kind of fun. Somebody playing along this morning texted in. This is the first time I voted for Jim to win.
Yeah.
We're just talking about that.
That hurts. Oh, my gosh.
So we were just talking about that. I asked him, I said, how would you know when you won? And I was really shocked. We're not shocked, but I was surprised at the answer.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you watch TV like everybody else. No, there's nobody.
Nothing new these days with that?
Well, maybe not. Again, that was, you know, years ago. But
they don't give the candidates any other.
They don't call you and say, hey, look, you know, this is looking really good for you. Or look, we've got it you want. We're going to announce it in 5 minutes. No, you don't get any of that.
Have you ever run anything for anything and lost?
No.
I'm just wondering what that feels like.
I can imagine.
Johnny was talking earlier about those parties.
I was at three parties and they all lost.
Those are tough.
They are.
It's tough when the candidate is there. It's tough.
I was with Jay.
Your friends and your family.
And I give him credit, Jim. Yeah. I remember they're doing the announcement and his, you suck, Mark Green. Or whatever, you know. And he's like, no, none of that. We're going to do this as with our heads high.
Yeah.
We did the good thing. Don't anybody be that way.
Yeah.
Because the media was still there and everything. He's like, nope, I want to go out with my head up.
Yeah. I had a primary one time where it was, the other guy beat me by one, but the top two go on. So I didn't look at that as a loss. So you could maybe put that in that column.
Yeah, I think that definitely would go in that column.
Yeah, see, I didn't look at it that way.
Who was it? Can you say?
Sure, it's Evans.
Oh, Pat,
who
I worked with.
He's a good guy.
All these people that have run for office, I like worked with at some point. Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing how many people have run for office, right? And they're still around. And I looked at that as, I think there were 7-8 people on the ballot and the top two went on. So I just looked at it like, okay, just.
That was a couple of voters.
That was during the Super Bowl and I was spending a whole lot more time with the Packers than I was campaigning.
Oh, okay.
Which you learn that the hard way too. But. Anyway, it turned out okay. Today there's no insider information. Now, I know that you can have people, you know, because they run the, what's that called? The tab that they put in to count the, and they, you can be at the voting station when they do that and call it in and add them all up. But you know, by and large, you're just sitting around with your family waiting to hear something good. Or
I remember, I mean, just, I'm.
And then that concession thing is really weird too. It's like, oh, you got to call them. Or they, you get the people call you.
I know. I'll never forget this. So my brother ran. I was working afternoon shift at the mine, the Empire Mine.
Yeah.
And I would ask people if they could, like, because some people would sneak in radios. They'd put them in their lunchbox
and you so you could listen to the radio at work. You weren't supposed to.
Oh.
So I'd have somebody who snuck in their radio and listen to like what was going on with the local radio station. So I mean, I still remember that. Isn't that crazy? I was working in the crusher at the Empire Mine. It's where they dump the iron ore and it just gets crushed into this big, so it's really loud and noisy and everything. Uh-huh. And I'd run up and say, could you check with the radio station?
Right.
How's my brother doing?
Right.
You know, it'd be like that. So yeah, I mean, just,
oh, it's so
just
intense.
For a family member. Yes. So I can't even imagine what it'd be like for the actual person.
But I'll tell you what, and all these candidates who have run, and I've interviewed so many of them on my Lean Local show, and they're glad it's over.
Oh gosh, I can't even imagine. I remember, you know, I remember that summer and I'd be like, my brother and I, hey, you know, my dad, we fished all the time. We're big, huge trout fishermen. That was our passion. And it'd be like, hey, Sunday morning, you know, after church, we're going fishing, coming. Nope. It's like, why? It's like, no votes to be found at the
exactly. The stream. Your whole life is.
It's like, are you serious? You can't go.
No,
he said, you know what? It might be 2, 3, 4. I'm going to go to this picnic, this, you know, church picnic type thing and whatever.
God.
And yeah. I mean,
it's
and I'll never forget this other thing. The worst part about running for office, small town, you rub two nickels together to get a dime to buy one more bumper sticker or something.
No, it's a lot of that stuff has changed. You know, it's just so much more expensive, but the basics haven't. It's still done by the popular vote.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were even saying that even with this presidential election, you know, three votes per precinct could make a difference. You know, when you look at all the precincts, right? I mean, there's 40 just here in Green Bay, or 50, I should say, right here in Green Bay. But so that does count. I mean, you add those all up, and that can be the 20,000 that one of the candidates needs to sway Wisconsin. So, yeah, I think it's a great day. I love it. I mean, and I'll call people who won. I'll call people who lost and just say, hey, thanks for running.
Did you get calls from the person you defeated?
Always.
Did they always concede?
Always.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of etiquette, really. It's you don't like it. But, you know,
Todd.
Yeah, John, I wouldn't want to call you.
How would I
call? I told you this was going to happen. No, you'd be like, you're very like, people are super nice.
Todd, how would I be? Todd, give me an impersonation of John Mino making a concession call to Jim Schmidt. Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, my
God. Concession call?
Yeah, concession. Man. Jim just beat me in an election. Yeah. Go ahead.
Unfair. You cheated you some, but.
No.
Wow.
I didn't say it.
Close.
Your mom's listening.
I think.
She is.
I don't think there'd be a phone call. I don't think the phone call would come through.
That is true.
I think you would.
I tried calling. You know what? Your line was busy. I tried for 40 bleeping minutes to call you, Jim.
You know what? That would be super low not to call.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like.
I tried.
The line's open.
Tony, did I try calling him, yes or no?
And before, absolutely. On election day, what they're doing right now is they're switching the direct line. It's like, okay.
You didn't have one.
Yeah. You get a different cell phone or something.
Todd, how would I be?
John,
how would I
be
receiving his concession call?
Right.
Hang on. Hang on.
That ain't gonna happen.
Ring. I'd be like, it's Jim. It's Schmidt. Ah, it's Schmidt. I'm gonna hang on. Let it ring a little bit more. Ring.
Then you put it on speakerphone.
Put it on speakerphone. Everybody, shut up. Quiet. Hang on. Hello. You be me. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you. Did I not tell you?
Oh man, that'd be so long.
John, this is Jim Schmidt. I just want to say congratulations.
Yeah.
It was a well organized campaign and professionally run. And I just want to wish you well, Todd. You be me.
Oh, man. I was sad.
Hey, anybody want to say anything to Jim Schmidt? Loser!
Oh, God.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, coming up. Back after this.
Just do what I please.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hugberger Homes believes in the strength of community and the importance of having a place to go back home to. Join the Hochberger Homes team in recognizing the brave men and women who have served our country now and in the past. and recognize the courage, sacrifice, and unwavering duty from veterans everywhere. Their contributions to our freedom were anything but free. So from everyone at Hochberger Homes, thank you. Hochberger Homes, building a brighter future together.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.